Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Opening day. At this moment, every fan from every team feels exactly the same way at the exact same time. Like anything is possible. And on Arena Club, home of the original Slab Pack, you can rip open that feeling anytime you want. All the excitement, the hope and anticipation, the love of the hobby and love of the game is right there in your hand. Have an opening day every day. Let the chase begin at arenaclub.com.
Dad, on the way home, you know, I'm feeding the little guy dinner, and I'm looking at this article on The Athletic, the New York Times, if you will. Andrew Baggerly, who I thought had taken a little break from covering the Giants.
He returned last week.
Oh, he returned last week.
Okay, there you go.
The legend of Baggerly Vance, as I call him.
And, you know, he wrote this long-form article about Willy Adames. And, look, the Giants are in the middle of a nice little run right here where they've won five in a row. They've played in a lot of tight games. But there's this thing that is kind of, you know, the elephant in the room right now, and it's the Willy Adames contract and production.
Well, it gets your attention immediately, said article by Andrew Baggerly, who, again, say what you will about him, the guy has covered this team for a very long time. He's very tapped into all things San Francisco Giants. And the headline, it just grabs you immediately. It says, quote, Willy Adames on his rough start as a Giant. I want to look in the mirror and slap myself.
That's a powerful headline.
Very. And that grabs your attention immediately. And so, like you,
I did
the same thing. And we were talking about it yesterday, Joe, at 888-957-9570. That's the number to call or text. We would love your participation today. This guy's clearly pressing. The Giants are winning in spite of it all. They're 10 games over 500. They are still slumping at the plate. It is not very good. Luckily, the pitching has been sensational. And again, they have been clutch. Five straight wins of one-run baseball. It's been pretty amazing, and they're going to try to do it again tonight in Colorado. Kyle Harrison on the bump, where he's been balling in Colorado in the past. So we were talking about Willy Adames, and heading into the show today, I asked just simply a question to you, and it kind of stopped you for a second. I was like, did you ever think there was going to be a worse contract than Barry Zito with the San Francisco Giants? And you're like, wow. No. You just said that.
As bad as, like, you know, the Denard Span and Aaron Rowans and the Mark Melansons and the Johnny Cuetos and the Samarjas, the worst one is Zito. I mean, Zito was awful. And I also think it's because of how expensive the deal was back then relative to the other contracts being given out.
Right. It was a 7-year, $126 million contract.
Given in 07.
Yeah, exactly. Heading into the 07 season, December of 2006.
Spectrum Business keeps real businesses, like Rise Bakery, connected.
As a business owner, my Spectrum services help simplify my day. Everything we do is easier knowing that we've got a reliable connection. And it helps our business just run really smoothly. Even though our techniques are very ancient, we rely just as heavily on technology. Spectrum allows my business to go from surviving to thriving.
Keep your business running smoothly with Spectrum Internet, starting at $40 a month. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Willy Adames signed a $182 million contract with the San Francisco Giants. And I got to be honest, it's bordering on bust for Ricky Pearsall a couple weeks ago, which sounded strong given everything that he went through as a rookie. This guy's not a rookie. He's played on two teams prior to this, Tampa and Milwaukee. The first 2 months have been abysmal. It's awful. How does he live up to this deal? You can't do it in year one, Joe. Is there anything he could do for you as a Giants fan this season, heading out of this season, outside of, you know, you win a World Series, you go on a deep playoff run, whatever. But just Willy himself, can he do anything other than just produce at the plate to get you, feeling good about this contract? Because if I'm a Giants fan, I'm having flashbacks to Barry Zito, to the Aaron Rowans of the world, we made a splash signing, and this is what we're getting? Like, there's part of me that, listen, 10 games over, everything's all hunky-dory, it's great, we don't want to crush the guy, clearly the clubhouse loves him. Do they, though?
Yeah.
See, that's the thing. Do they need him?
Yeah, they do.
Why?
Because of if he's going to play every single day, you can't be a net negative. You can't be an awful hitter and the guy at shortstop who has the most errors in baseball. You can't be both.
They're not saying he's a net negative, though. His teammates aren't saying that. The coaching staff's not saying that. They're saying that they need him out there every single day, that he provides something. What they say. He just has this way about him and the consistency and the fact that he's there every day and he's physically available. I guess it goes a long way. I'm just going from what I read from the article, Joe. It actually was kind of shocking how many of the teammates and the coaching staff we're back in this guy, and it speaks to his character.
Yeah.
It does. It speaks to who he is as a person, which I do think we underrate in today's society.
Sure.
When it's all about me, me, me. Look at me. I'm the selfish guy. Yeah. We love our NBA athletes, right? The stars. We love our good quarterbacks, our wide receiver divas, right? It is refreshing to see a team-first guy in Willy Adames, even when he is struggling, the first guy out there to be helping out. But that only goes so far, right? They're saying this now, June 10th, will they be saying the same thing August 10th and he's batting .205?
Well, if the attitude changes, then they'll have a big issue, like, obviously. But look, just because you won despite the production or lack thereof of someone doesn't mean that you don't need someone, right? Like, we all know that for a baseball team to get to the playoffs, you need multiple guys to have career years, and then you have to have contributions up and down the line. And you don't have to be outstanding all year long, but you got to have a couple of weeks. You got to have a couple of moments. And right now, you're looking at a guy that's clearly searching, that is like, man, it feels like he's in need of a baseball hug, as I like to call it. You know what I mean? Where if you're saying, I look in the mirror and I want to slap myself, and I'm paraphrasing from the article, gosh, like, that's how down in the dumps you are?
Well, that sucks.
That's tough.
Well, he's feeling that way internally, and the fact that he's still going out there with a smile on his face around his teammates speaks a lot. Because I think the hardest thing to do in life is, and you've gone through this, I don't need to tell you what you've been through the last couple of years. I've been through some stuff. Sam's been through some stuff. We've all been through some stuff behind the scenes. But we try to not let that affect the workplace, right? Yeah. We come in here, we try to have a smile on our face. This is a very fun job. We all got into this business because we love sports. And this is something, we don't view this as a job. It is, but we don't view it that way. So when we come in here, we want to have a smile on our face. We don't want to bring others down. And I do credit Willie for being able to, you know, push all that negativity aside with his own personal at-bats and defensive play and be able to go out there every day and be, you know, one of the boys and hang out and be that rah-rah.
It does wear on you.
It has to wear on you. It wears on everyone. It's worn on you. It's worn on me. Yeah. Like, we've all been through this.
And
it's tough.
Professionally, when you're struggling, as you know, you try to wipe it away and keep rolling back, like it does wear on you, because I think that when you have pride in what you do and you're competitive, you expect and demand more of yourself. And when you can't produce on various levels, I do think it wears on you. The thing is, though, Joe, like, this guy needs our support, right? Clearly, the Giants fans support. He needs the support bad.
They've been giving it to him, though, right? We've been
No doubt. But he also has to meet us halfway and make some plays here. And I think that, like, it's really difficult when you're an offensive-driven player. You know, Kyle Schwarber's talked about this. Edgar Martinez has talked about this. David Ortiz. When you're just a DH, it's very difficult to feel like you contributed every single day when you go 0-for-4. Mm. Or maybe you only get your 3 at-bats and you're not in the field. So that's why I look at, like, the field, and I'm going to start with the field. You can't lead baseball in errors when the season's over. Right now you have, at shortstop, you have a league-leading 10 errors. We can't have that, right? Like, that's where it would start for me. I would say, hey, don't worry about the bat right now. Worry about the defense. Really hone in on the defense. Make a couple plays defensively, and then some bloops might just start dropping in. And that's where I would start with this guy, because I know that he wants to hang his hat on hitting the long ball and barreling things up. And I'm reading the article and it's saying, well, you know, the barrel rate is about the same. The chase rate is about the same. Well, not to be this guy, but like, that's pretty alarming, because I'm watching you every single day and you are swinging through every breaking ball and I'm not seeing a lot of barrel up. So if you're telling me I'm barreling it about the same as years prior, yikes. Like, yikes.
How do we rally around this guy, I guess, is the question. 888-957-9570. Is there anything we could do? Do we, like, I brought it up yesterday because Kruko brought it up over the weekend on the NBC Sports Bay Area broadcast. Mike Kruko, obviously a legend with the team, does color announcing for him. Like, he wanted to do the Trey Turner. Let's all clap for him. Let's all stand up and try to, like, you know, like, just give him an energy boost at the plate. Like, is it that? Is it just letting him figure it out? What is it just viewing this entire first season as like a mulligan at this point? Like, because it does feel a little bit like, not little league stuff. I really don't want to sound like a Debbie Downer, Joe, because I get it. The last thing, some people, you need the arm around him. Some people need to give a kick in the pants. Some people just leave him alone. And maybe we don't know what Willy Adames needs right now. We do know that his teammates are all supporting him. They say they still want him out there every day. Bob Melvin loves the guy. They all love him. And that is important in all this. But, like, from a fan base, it's very hard to tell, you know, average Joe fan, if you will, hey, come on, go easy on the guy. Why should I go easy on the guy when I tune into Giants baseball as an escape and I just want to watch my team win and I watch this guy struggle? My life, my everyday life sucks. Like, I have to go to this work, this job that I don't want to do, work long hours, don't get paid enough. I just sit down and watch the Giants win, and this guy's not contributing to a win. Well, what do I tell to that fan?
Well, I think you got to tell him, like, we have no other option right now when you're signed up to, a 7-year deal, right? Like, we owe it to the guy to give him some time. And really, we don't have any other alternative. If he was on a 1 or 2-year deal, I would view this entire thing completely different. But because he's on such a big deal, at some point, you know, we just have to be patient. And it's the worst thing in the world. It is the worst thing in the world. You're talking to a guy who's probably the most impatient of all the hosts across the country.
There's a lot of impatience at the station from everyone. Don't worry. This is life. Dude, the moment we got these phones in our hands, that's when we lost patience.
I'm well aware.
We don't have patience anymore. I was the first, the millennial generation towards the younger demographic like Carter, Sam, and I. Yeah, but that's when we really lost the patience. And I guess what I'm asking is it okay if Giants fans already have buyer's remorse on the Willie Adames contract?
Well, look,
is that like, that's normal, right? Like,
oh, well, look, there's two things that are true simultaneously, in the words of Ralph Barbieri. Number one, yeah, this is a bad deal. I could see it a mile away, right? Like, but that being said, they kind of had to do it, right? And I'll defend them on that one. They haven't had an answer at shortstop, and I think Luciano not being anything close to a shortstop and them having very little in their pipeline. I mean, if you look at their pipeline, it's a bunch of random dudes. I'm talking about in their farm system.
Mm-hmm.
Bunch of random dudes. And then there's a 16-year-old. They're praying to God looks something like Francisco Lindor 5 years from now, which feels like a bigger pipe dream than Willy Adames living up to the contract. Right. And so they definitely needed to bring in an everyday player to play that position. And yeah, they probably overpaid by a lot. But there is something to be said for getting someone who can play every single day. You know, it's not the eat innings guy, right? Because Jeff Samardzija, part of buying on like a Jeff Samardzija back in the day is, well, at least he gets 200 innings. Someone's got to get it. And that saves a bullpen and other. There is something to be said on a team where there were very malaise and going through the motions, having someone who is a rah-rah guy. Now, what's the price tag on that is a different question.
Yes.
You know, spending $100 million on that guy and on a five-year deal is a lot easier to swallow than $182 over seven. Right? But there is something to be said for having those guys on the roster. I mean, look at the Golden State Warriors. How many years did they bring back Iguodala for the vibes? Now, relative in his sport, what he was making for the vibes off the bench and his production, like, we weren't demanding the type of production that you're demanding from Willy Adames when he signs his deal.
Yeah.
So there's a difference between the two of them. But at some point, he's got to start producing. And that's where I go, hey, start with the glove. Start with the glove, and good things might happen from there. You know, just worry about making the plays in front of you. Make the next play. Don't worry about, you know, carrying your at-bats into the field, because right now you're looking at a guy that's on pace for 25 errors at the position. That's not good. You know what I call that zone? That's the Jose Vizcaino, Delino DeShields zone for Giants fans back in the day. All right? How do you spell
that's the name.
How do you spell DeShields Jose Vizcaino with 38 E's?
That's a good one. That's a good one. Manny Machado, by the way, leading all of Major League Baseball in errors. But the difference is Manny Machado is also producing.
He's a 300 hitter.
He's a 300 hitter.
And you watch the series against the Giants. He was the best player in the series.
Maybe. There you go. Exactly.
So, and made some defensive plays in terms of range that were outstanding.
And again, all the other guys up, the high usage guys, the Jonathan Indias of the world, the Ellie De La Cruzes of the world, the Max Muncies, they're all at least producing at the plate. Those that are up there with the high air.
You know total. What this reminds me of for the Giants here? It's very David Lee-like.
Ooh.
And the reason why I say that is they needed to bring in some guys and establish the culture. And there is a price tag for that. Like, there was a respectability, not just within their own clubhouse.
Legitimacy.
Absolutely. Around the league. And this is a legitimate guy who is respected around the league. But imagine if David Lee had just completely fallen flat on his face in the first 2.5-3 months. I'm going cross-sport analogies here.
Yeah.
But I do believe that it's very similar. Like, there was a tax to be paid for the Giants. So let's say, you know, if you're, I don't know, let's say you're the Boston Red Sox, right? You already have kind of some credibility around the league. Maybe Willy Adames is $130 million, right? So let's just tack on $50 million. And I'm just throwing numbers out
there.
Let's tack on $50 million for the Giants because of how they're perceived and where they're at and, you know, how much they needed this particular individual. I do believe part of the overpay is where the Giants were, how desperate they were to land somebody, how they've struck out so many different times, and how they did need somebody who could bridge the gap in their clubhouse. And there is something to be said for that.
And shout out to those watching on YouTube, brought to you by First NorCal Credit Union for a low-rate auto loan apply line, or just ask for First NorCal financing at the dealer. We got those new cameras installed, Joe, and we posted on our story yesterday. A lot of people had some opinions on your diatribe on the fan throwing the ball at the plate. We'll get into that at some other point. But I just was noticing the cameras. And you were looking like you were like a gift from God. You have all that light on you. I looked like freaking like, I don't know, the Godfather. There's just zero light on me at all. Just looking at you, just perplexed half the time. Is this the light? It's fine if that's what it is. Do I look brighter today? Thumbs up. Yeah, we good? All right. The skin looking good? Sure. Okay.
Joe, I don't want to come. Like, I'm super pumped about the Giants right now, and things are feeling great.
You should be. They're playing the worst team in baseball, one of the worst teams ever tonight. You should sweep them. And you have a very good chance heading into that Dodgers series this weekend. Joe, you might be in first place.
No doubt. But there are times in life where you also have to be realistic. And, like, the realistic thing is he's not going anywhere. He's going to stay on the team. And he's probably not a shortstop in 2 or 3 years. And they probably overpaid by a lot. And you probably tacked on too many years than you needed. But it was also the price of doing business, right? And so I'm not mad at the Giants for this one. Like, this was one I probably would have done 9 out of 10 times. And you kind of knew going in, yeah, it's kind of an overpay. But, like, yes, I don't think he's this bad. Like, all those things I just said regarding, like, hey, 2 years from now, I don't even think he's a shortstop. Like, that is truly how I feel about him as a baseball player. And I like the guy. I don't think he's your long-term answer at shortstop. I think eventually he'll transition to second base because I don't like his range. And I think his arms, it's adequate. It's good. It's not great. But they did overpay. And it's going to be really difficult for him to ever live up to the contract. But it was also the cost of doing business. So I'm not mad at the Giants. Like, I know I sound like I'm all over the place on this one, but we need this guy to break out of his slump. He cannot be this bad. I don't think he's this bad. I think he's better than this.
Real businesses like Malibu Apothecary rely on Spectrum to keep them connected.
We're a fragrance company, but we also have a lot of technology that we use. Spectrum is really the backbone of any of the business we do here. Having a reliable, fast internet service that can fit my budget is really great. I traded a 9 to 5 for a 5 to 9. It's a lot of work, but I love it.
Spectrum Business Internet starts at $40 a month when bundled. Learn more at spectrum.com/business. Restrictions apply. Services not available in all areas.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Only at True North stores, new True Rewards members stack your savings at the pump. Sign up and earn 15 cents a gallon on your first fill-up. Second fill, get 30 cents off a gallon. Then earn a massive 40 cents off a gallon on your third fill-up. Join now. This offer won't last. Find the True Rewards app in your favorite app store. Download and click the star to sign up. Must be a new member of both True Rewards and Shell Fuel Rewards to qualify. Limit 20 gallons per fill. Additional terms apply. Offer ends August 3rd. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Going up.
Prices keep going up these days. It feels like being on an elevator that only goes up.
Going up.
But not at Metro. We're pushing the down button.
Going down.
We've lowered prices. Get one line of 5G data for $40, period. That's 20% lower. And you get a free Samsung 5G phone when you bring your number. Only at Metro.
5-year guarantee on eligible plans. Exclusions apply. See website for details. Not available at Metro with T-Mobile in the past 6 months. Tax applies.